Are your pipes filled and lighted? This is Pipe Smoking Time, presented by Marlboro Tobacco and starring Chick and Pat.
Doggone my tongue. Boy, what you got there?
Boy, this is the Ethiopian clam fiddle.
Can you play music on it?
Well, I hope a bow-legged mosquito backs up and kicks my brains out. I can play it.
Yeah, what you going to play on that?
I'm going to play Buddha's in this song entitled The Henna Didn't Work.
The henna didn't work?
Yeah, the henna didn't work.
You mean that stuff you put on your head to make it red?
Yeah, that's it.
What you mean the henna didn't work? What kind of song is that?
You know, silver threads among the gold.
Yeah, that fool, you go ahead and play it then.
Huh?
Play it.
All right, want me to...
Go ahead. Henna it out to me.
All right. I ain't going to quit that. Quit putting them puns on me. Now you're making me mad. I ain't going to do that. I'm going to do imitations of the foxes chasing after the hounds.
Yeah, no, you mean the hounds chasing after the foxes.
That's what I said, the foxes chasing after the hounds.
Well, that's better. Go ahead with it.
All right, here we go. Hey, now, I got to get this thing out here.
What?
Hey, wait a minute.
Huh?
What's that?
That's the horses.
The horses?
Yeah.
Boy, that sounds more like a train to me. Well, DJ is trained horses.
See? Excuse me. Go ahead.
Yeah, wait a minute. Here or nothing.
Huh?
Well, what's that you're doing now?
That's the hound.
Is that the doggy? That's them.
Get along, little doggy. Get along. Go ahead.
More horses.
More dogs.
Yeah. Wait a minute. What's that zip business there?
That's the fox.
Is that the fox?
Yeah, that's him.
Boy, he's a fast rascal, ain't he?
Oh, he's a getting away piece of plunder.
Yeah, well, dog, I go ahead with it.
All right, now, you ready to go fox hunting?
I'm ready.
All right, get on that horse right there.
Yeah, well, all right, I'll climb up on top.
Yeah, get on top.
Well, y'all means up, yeah. Hey, wait a minute.
Huh?
What's the matter with this crazy horse?
What's he doing?
He got his foot in the stirrup with mine.
Well, what is he going to do about it?
Well, if he's going to get on, I'll get off.
Come
go
on
ahead.
Now, let's go.
I got
go.
Him now. Go ahead.
Get up, shorty. Come on, Blackface.
Good work, Queenie.
Here we go.
Ball bounce. Put him up a low bush. Ball bounce. Go get him.
Go up. There he goes. I see him.
I'm going to shoot him. Bang.
Did you get him?
I got him.
All right, pick him up there.
Good dog gone, boy.
Yeah. That's the prettiest fox I ever seen.
Ain't he cute?
Yeah, he is.
He. Oh, you still
ain't no fox. What's the matter?
Our baritone, Edward Roker, steps to the microphone. From the motion picture, Under Western Stars, I sing for you, Dust.
Must it be? Can it be? Dust in the sky, dust on the trail, dust in my eyes, dust, I can't see the sun, I can't find my way, the dust has won. Cattle and the sheep are bedded down to sleep, seem to realize their fate. Vultures in the sky know the time is nigh. Will they fly away or away? Oh, Lord, please ease my pain. Oh, Lord, where is your rain?
Fraternity sister, how in the world do you know how?
Oh, I don't feel so good. Boy, I got a headache.
A headache?
You said I heard me. Every time I shake my head like this.
Hey.
If it hurts every time you shake your crazy head, why don't you stop shaking it?
Man, how's I'm gonna know if it hurts if I don't shake it?
I swear, boy, you get dumber every day you live. And today you is acting like tomorrow.
Me too.
Oh, stop that now. Because I got a position here. I got a proposition I want to make for you.
Yeah.
How would you like to go to work?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Look at that. Oh, the man done hauled off with his coat tail flapping in the breeze and he fainted. Yeah, Pat, old boy, wake up. Wake up, boy, wake up, wake up. It's me, your old pal, Pixie Wixie. Come on, wake up.
I shoot a quarter. You faded.
Well, doggone well, that wakes you up. What in the world is the matter with you?
Man, don't ever say that word to me again. Of all the words in the dictionary, you got to pick out words.
Well, man, this here's an easy job.
Why?
This job is working for me, and the pay is good wages.
Well, I quit. I ain't gonna work that cheap.
Well, all right. All right. How much will you work for?
$5 a week, my room, and I'll eat myself.
Yeah.
Or $4 a week, my room, and you eat me.
Yeah, I will not eat you.
Don't like dog meat?
Look, boy. I bought myself a carload of strawberries this morning,
yeah.
And I needs an outside salesman.
Oh, yeah.
And, man, is I got me a good slogan, too.
You know everything got a slogan nowadays, ain't it?
Yes, slogans all over everything.
Yeah, you know, like, did you say 10 cents?
Uh-huh.
And you know, coming down the street a minute ago, I see the sign over a milk store, and the sign out there said, milk from contented cows.
Yes.
And right next door was a butcher shop, and it said, sausage from pigs that died happy.
Quit it, you, skillet head, you.
Boy, I like to lay a hog, don't you?
Never mind. Now, before I give you this here job, where did you work last?
Down at the fish market.
How come did you leave that?
Well, the first day I worked there, I decided to take a fish home for supper.
Uh-huh.
Just the kind small one, you know.
Uh-huh.
So I roached down in the barrel.
Wait a minute, you what?
I roached down in the barrel.
Not roach, boy, not roach. You rotch down in the barrel.
Yeah, I rotched down in the barrel, and I got one, and I put it under my coat, and when I got to the door, the man what run the place, he said, him, say, if you want to work here, you either got to get a longer coat or take shorter fish.
Well, and you know, I can see right now, I got to keep my pretty little baby blue eye on you.
Yeah.
Now, this here job selling strawberries, it's very easy.
Easy, huh?
All you got to do is stand out there on a busy corner,
yeah,
and there ain't but three things that you got to remember, and they are 2 for 5.
Yeah.
Some are, and some are not. And if you don't, somebody else will. That's all.
Is that all?
Yes.
I'll take the physician.
Okay, well, all right. Now, I'll be the salesman. You be the customer. You come up and I'll try you out.
All right.
Strawberries. Nice big old fat juicy red strawberries.
Hello there, buddy. What you selling, cantaloupe?
I'm selling strawberries, you fool.
Oh. Is you sold very many?
No, business is very slow. Will you stop that? Go ahead.
Huh?
Ask me how much is it.
Oh, yeah. How much is it?
2 for 5.
Oh, that's cheap strawberries, ain't it?
Yeah, they is. No, you crazy fool, that ain't the answer.
No.
What difference do it make? Ask me, is there any good?
Oh, yeah. Is there any good?
Well, some are and some are not.
Well, what's wrong with them what ain't no good?
Well, I don't know because I don't never mind about that stuff. You just tell me that you don't believe you care to wish the craze to buy any of them today.
I don't think I'm going to buy none today. Will you be here Sunday?
Well, never mind. If you don't buy any today, if you don't, somebody else will.
Well, let him buy them. I don't give a doggone.
No, you leather-headed rascal, no.
No.
That's all you have to remember. You say 2 for 5.
2 for 10.
Some are and some are not.
Some is, some ain't.
If you don't, somebody else will.
Give me them strawberries.
Well, all right, take them.
All
now,
right.
You be the sales lady. You be the salesman, and I'll be the customer.
All right, here I go. I'm selling them now. I got nice, fresh strawberries. Would anybody like to buy some? Oh, me, I got some. Get them while they're hot. Strawberries.
Hello there, fat old boy.
Hello.
What in the world are you doing?
Selling strawberries.
Oh, selling strawberries, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Well, how much is it?
I swear I don't know.
2 for 5, you ignoramus. 2 for 5.
Oh, yeah. 2 for a nickel, you ignorumpus.
Yeah, 2. Well, is there any good?
I don't know. I ain't had none yet. Man keeps me whistling.
Never mind that. Listen here, possum puss. You supposed to say some are and some are not.
Not what?
What not what?
Well, you said not what what.
Oh, skip it. Go ahead. I don't believe I'm going to buy me none of them today.
I don't give a doggone if you don't buy none. I'll make a peach pie out of them.
Listen, yes, you lame brain, you. That's all you've got to learn.
Yeah.
2 for 5.
Two.
Some are and some are not.
Yeah.
And if you don't, somebody else will.
I'll take the physician.
Well, okay. Now I'm going to try you one more time and remember what you have got to say.
Yeah, well, all right. Come ahead now, son. I got you this time.
Now get it right this time.
Yeah, I got it right this
all
time.
Well, excuse me, boys, but could you tell me whereabouts is the post office?
I'm selling strawberries.
That ain't me, you leather-headed fool. That ain't me. It's a customer, somebody else.
Oh, yeah. 2 for 5.
I said, whereabouts is the post office?
2 for 5. How I'm doing, Pickles?
Boy, you learning fast.
Yeah.
Hey, what's the matter around here? Is everybody crazy?
Some are, some are not.
Keep it up, boy. Keep it up. Keep it up. You're doing fine.
Well, for 2 cents and a half, you know what I'd do? I'd take my fist and I'd put a knot on your head.
Well, if you don't, somebody else will.
Thank you.
Pick and Pat will be back in just a moment. Perhaps you've been promising yourself to give model tobacco a fair smoking trial, but have needed a little more urging. Perhaps, too, in common with others, you're feeling the need to economize in your smoking. And so, may we urge you now, more than ever before, to buy and try model. Instead of cutting down on your smoking, switch to a pipe and model tobacco. A pipe is a great solace these days, especially when filled with a cool, mild, slow-burning tobacco like Model that doesn't sting the tongue or throat. So buy one of those bright red pouches of Model tomorrow at the thrifty price of 10 cents and discover a new smoking pleasure and economy. And now, here, Pick and Pat again.
Go on, yeah. Go on, yeah. Folks, this tonight us gonna sing a beautiful little bullyard entitled Never Judge a Sausage by Its Shiny Overcoat.
Well, if you don't, somebody else will.
The laziest gal we ever knew
can't boil water for a stew.
She stays in bed till 2:30 p.m. And we call her writing paper.
Writing paper?
Writing paper.
Oh.
The reason we call her writing paper. The reason we call her writing paper. The reason we call her writing paper.
She's always stationary.
This program has been presented by the United States Tobacco Company, Rockefeller Center, New York City, with factories at Richmond, Nashville, and Chicago, makers of many tobacco products of the highest grade, the most popular of which are known to you by such famous names as Model, Bill's Best, Old Briar, Copenhagen, Bruton, DeVoe, CC, and Red Seal. Remember, the United States Tobacco Company presents Pick and Pat each Monday at the same hour. Pipe Smoking Time was produced for the United States Tobacco Company under the personal direction and supervision of Frank A. McMahon. Melvin Allen speaking. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.